Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who is so thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I do pray for all the precious family of God everywhere, and ask your continued prayers for me, as they are appreciated. And I thank the Lord for the broadcast and the daily bread. It's good, edifying, and encouraging preaching of Jesus, Brother Rice. Keep on preaching as the saints do need you. May the Lord help the saints to stand fast and fight the good fight of faith. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. And I bless you all. Maranatha.
Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day of grace. We come before you in the faith that thou art God and we're your people, and that this is a work of God. So we would yield to it, Lord. Help us now. Help me, Lord. We would not come in form and fashion, but we would submit to thy spirit, Lord. Receive the engrafted word with meekness. Help me to speak as the oracles of God, words to minister grace, to edify the body, and to glorify you. We still have prayers for the sick, Lord. You are the healer. Watch over our brothers that are out. Keep them faithful and divide. Thank you, Lord. Let your protection be upon them. We pray even now, Lord God, that we would step forward. Help us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, the blind can't lead the blind except they fall in the ditch. And the weak or can't help the weak. All right. We all need help, though. Yesterday, after our dining hall, I was going to go swimming. Aren't we blessed? I think about that. I have a pool to swim in. Even if you don't swim, you can wade in it. It's good for doing exercises that's easy on the joints because it provides resistance without impact. Yeah, anybody can do it. So as I left, I went down to the house and thought to get my swim things, but I ended up over at Dorothy and Teresa's place. And as I walked in, Marie and Teresa was on the sofa, and Marie was so excited. I was just thinking and saying that we ought to call Pastor Rice and pray for you. She was excited. So I was excited when I heard that, knowing that my intentions were to go swimming, you know. So this was confirmation that I was yielding to God. I like that. Because so it's not man's nature to yield to God. So when you get some confirmation, it's exciting. Hallelujah. When you get some confirmation that you're in unity with the Spirit, you know, which, again, is not common to man. So I was encouraged by that. She got encouraged. Hallelujah. We're still encouraged. So I went to see Brother David. I didn't go swimming. Y'all heard me talking about swimming. So I'm glad that I didn't do my own. I'm always encouraged that whenever I do what God would have me to do, it always turns out so good. I found it to be that way. So, yeah, he took it out of my heart to go swimming. Else I would have went swimming. And he put it in my heart to go see Teresa. And he also put it in my heart to go see Brother David. I walk in and Brother David said, I was just texting you. See how I get excited? Huh? That don't encourage y'all? Well, enough so we can go on today and be encouraged. Hallelujah. May not mean anything to you. It means something to me. Brother David said, yeah, I was just texting you, man. I didn't get to finish. He said, I'll just tell you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we thank God for that. Thank you, Lord. Now, we don't always do right. We're in agreement, huh? Well, we should, though. But, and if we don't do right, we should do right about that. So yesterday, I guess, I spoke in a way that talked about wrong responses or wrong actions. But ever what, I got to cover both. You know, I talked about how you approach people. But let me say this. We're here in community, and we're here to work together. It's not my okra. It's not Rose's okra. It's our okra. And whenever we ask for help with okra, pears, peaches, I need everybody to come together as a unit. So whatever I said, it didn't take away from that. I don't care if they ask you upside down and backwards, you help. Everybody understand what I'm saying? A wrong action don't mean you give a wrong response. It's right for us to help. We all live here.
Thank you, Lord.
But that's not what we're getting. There's people that are distressed because of the slackers. Now, you hear that? Now, stop it. You say you love God, you love your neighbor. Get up off of it. Stop making excuses why you can't help people. I remember Brother Sarah giving the example of men with a log. He said on one end there were several men struggling, and then on the other end there was just one man. He said, now where would you go to help? Well, I listened to Brother Sarah. Yeah, when I heard it. But hear this then. You go where the help is needed. I don't care how they approach you, you still give help. Everybody understand? I didn't say anything that mean if they don't approach you right. No, right is right. So if they ask you and they summon you, whatever, you help, because we're helpers together. Now, some heard me say, well, you know, if they don't ask you right, you don't have to. No, it's right for us to help. We all eat the okra. We all drink the water. We all drink the milk. So come on. Just because your brother's forward one day, you don't help? Absolutely not. So everybody understand, I'm not saying don't help. We ought to see how much we can help, not how much we cannot help. And when I was in the military, I had to counsel my soldiers. It was mandatory. You know, so when they didn't get promoted, they didn't get an award. When they became eligible, they know why. So they'd actually come, we'd sit down and talk and not tell them, you know, where they need to ring it up, what they're doing good, and that wasn't required. I do it here too, but not very effectively. Now, some of y'all should just change your schedule to go with God's schedule. Especially on Wednesday morning, nobody should come dragging up here at 9 o'clock. This is when we get stuff done. God put us on a fast. Y'all remember how we got on this fast? Really? Somebody didn't want to cook, right? Exactly. It works out real good for us. I said, well, let us fast. It's good for us. Everybody don't even take advantage of that. We call a fast, but everybody don't fast. You know why? Because here's how they hear Brother Sarah. Well, you know, you can eat and still fast. Well, but you have to fast. That means you have to purpose to deny yourself, even if you eat. See, not purpose to eat everything you can eat, because Brother Sarah said I could fast and still eat. We can't deny ourselves and do everything we want to do. That's contrary. We can't be obedient and do what we want to do. That's contrary. We can't help who we want to help and not help who we don't. That's contrary too. So I've never said that it's okay not to help when you're... I've never said that. I'm never going to say it. We should always help. Now, don't y'all just smile at me and shake your head. You're going to piss me off. Don't do that. I mean what I'm saying. Y'all stop finding excuses not to help certain people. You help whoever you can help. It'll be for your own benefit. It'll be for God's glory. Absolutely. How shameful. How shameful for somebody to hear me say it otherwise. I've never condoned anybody not helping. I've never done that. I've never not supported our group effort. I've not done that. No, I haven't. But still, there's a way we ought to treat one another, the way we should approach one another. But still, we need to do it. Brothers are much better at it. No matter what's going on with the brothers, when it's time to get it, usually they can do it. Sisters.
Amen. Help, Lord. Amen.
I'm telling the truth. That's why they're called a weaker vessel. So then they ought to receive instruction. You see, well, if you're a weaker vessel, then let the strong one help you. Don't try to overpower the strong one. If you're the weaker vessel, then let the strong one help you. Don't try to find fault with them. Yeah, it can be very distressing. Here we are, and folk, you know, you want some help and can't get it. It's ridiculous. We present our bodies. So when help is needed, we help. It's all for the community. Processing the okra is not for one person or whatever. Whatever we do here is for all of us collectively, and it's also to give glory to God. Whatever we do, we want to glorify God in doing it. When we refrain from helping certain people for whatever reason, that doesn't give God glory. When we work our own schedule and put God second, no. On Wednesday, we should all be here, and we should all partake, whatever we're doing. That's not the case. In fact, some are not here right now. You see what I'm saying? Where's James? Now, how often do we say that? That's shameful, isn't it? So get your ears uncircumcised and your hearts uncircumcised. You charge me falsely, saying that I don't, support group efforts. Don't you see me help? Then I support group efforts. That's spiritually and naturally. Some won't help either way, spiritually or naturally. They're just slackers. And you know God's righteous, so he's going to reward them. And you can see it. They're cold. Absolutely. They're lean. That's their own damn doing. They won't hear instruction, won't receive instruction. Yeah, if you have trouble giving God glory, you're lean. Absolutely. 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 Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord unto the shepherds, woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? All right? So that's my endeavor. Because it's also said that I will require my flock at their head. So you all may be playing, but I'm not. I believe that God's going to hold me accountable. And if I submit to your whining and whatever, then God's going to hold me accountable. The disease have you not strengthened. So I believe that this ministry is to strengthen the diseased and to gather the scattered. I just believe that, whether you believe it or not. To bound up that which was broken and to bring again that which was driven away. To seek that which is lost. That's what I get out of reading this. Because these shepherds are being reproved for not doing that. So that tells me automatically this is what a shepherd should do. So it tells me if there is diseased among us, there's wounded among us. Well, you know, wounded can't help the wounded because they worry about their own wound. You know that, don't you? And they'll quickly tell you, you know, that wounded sheep. Well, hell, let them listen to the shepherd. And you stop fighting against the shepherd and he'll help the wounded sheep, including you. Everybody hear what I'm saying? I'm going to be done shortly. You got me provoked. You know, you try to help. God sent me to help y'all. Amen. Absolutely. I mean, if you don't believe that, you're a bunch of hypocrites. And we're good at that, too. You know, a lot of folks just look at me as a figurehead. You know, as somebody, he's a pastor, but we don't pay him any attention. Y'all know that's the narrative there in Ezekiel 30. They said, we're going to hear what the word of God is. And we're going to say, hey, y'all, speak, man of God, or we ain't going to do it. So that's how it happens here. Y'all not ashamed? There's nothing I can do about it but be faithful myself. Y'all treat me like a figurehead. Go ahead. Don't mind my words. Go ahead, okay? And these are the ones that you can't help. You understand what I'm saying? Because they think they're the ones that's supposed to heal the sick and bring. No, that's your shepherd's deal. If the sheep could do it, there would be no need of a shepherd. Then what the sheep need to do is listen to the shepherd.
Amen.
No, a wounded sheep can't help a wounded sheep because all they're concerned about is their wound. You know that, don't you? Now, we have wounded here. What can I say? They should listen to me. They should receive my words in righteousness and be healed. Absolutely. They should stop resisting the truth. They should hear what I say, receive it in their hearts with meekness and be healed. Stop being wounded. Stop the dissimulation. Clicks. It's shameful. If you can only work with one person and you can't work with certain people, what that tells you or me, something's lacking in you. You agree, brother? Say it loud. Say amen, pastor. Right. Was I've been accused of the same, you know. They don't slow me down.
Amen.
I'm going to speak for edification, not for condemnation. I've been accused of hanging out with Kurt. Y'all see how that is, though. How do I do that?
No way.
But that's how it is. That's just unrighteous. I don't hang out with anybody. I make myself available to all.
Amen.
Yeah. Hanging out with Kurt and complaining about. No.
Lying.
Hallelujah. Absolutely.
Flat out lying. Yep.
Yeah, I take my complaints to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. This is the prophet sent to the shepherds back in the time of Ezekiel, and this is God's concern, the sheep. It's always God's concern. And when we look at God's work and God's operation, and we discern that it's not for me, then we just are not trusting God. We find some occasion not to do it. We'll find a man, we'll find a sister, so we can be justified in not trusting God. Huh? And we say, this is wise. Huh? You won't be saved not trusting God. No, you won't. Absolutely not. Thank you, Lord. So he sent Ezekiel. Now, he had to put something in him, you know, so he could tell it to the people. He had to eat something so he could go speak it. Y'all know that's how it works? Brother Malone, you're not asleep, are you? Huh? Praise the Lord. So that's how he does it with me. If I have something to say, it means I got it from God.
Amen.
And he prompts me to say it. Y'all don't think I'd do this on my own. Now, some would. Now, someone would. Yeah, absolutely. But God has given me more grace. I wouldn't do this, except I believe God wanted me to do it. And it's my endeavor to be that in all things. So that's why I was blessed when I didn't go swimming. Y'all knew what my desire was. I told everybody. See? But God's grace was sufficient so that I put that aside. And I actually heard what he said and went where he told me to go. Now, I don't take that lightly. I believe that I'm speaking what he would have me speak now. I believe that about what I spoke yesterday. But some find occasion to get offended at what I say. And I tell you, when you do, you don't hear what I say. Anytime you get offended, you can just know, I didn't hear what the Spirit said. See? I did say Wednesday morning we should get on up here so we can do the collective stuff. We've seen it time and time again. Folk won't change us. They know what we do on Wednesday. Huh? Help me, Jesus. They call that compassion? That's not compassion. No. Yeah, we'll get it done. You won't get the blessing, though. And you won't please God. You won't give glory to God. Oh, thank you, Lord. I send thee to the children of Israel, a rebellious nation that have rebelled against me. They are impudent. Children, stiff-hearted. Now, this is what God said. I believe it like that. He said, I do send thee unto them. Huh? What? That's a tough road to hoe for the prophet, huh? He didn't choose it, though. Nor did any of us choose our course. We need to submit to it, though. He told this prophet, he said, now, don't you be rebellious like they are. I know I'm sending you into a rebellious house. Don't say I'm not going. You don't be rebellious. You go. And you speak what I tell you to speak. I believe if God send anybody, that's how he does it. So I believe that's how he send me. I do not believe that I speak my words. And I don't believe that words alone can help anybody. I believe that what helps us is the spirit in which I speak it. It's God's own anointing, God's own power in it. That's what I believe. Now, you can blame whatever. Look at the man. It's your own fault. You're just too carnal. So I'm going to speak like I'm speaking. That's how I'll sit down. Really. And I really don't have anything to say. That's my strength. Everybody understand that. I don't have any impetus of my own. I have commandment from God to stand up and speak. That's all. Anything else gets in God's way. Y'all understand that? And y'all still decide who you want to work with? And who you ain't going to work? Y'all understand all of this? Y'all lie. You deceive yourselves. Oh, yeah, I heard about the Good Samaritan, but I ain't going to help so-and-so. Well, I guess you didn't get nothing out of the account of the Good Samaritan, did you? Huh? Yeah, who is my neighbor? I see. Not that one. I don't like to work with them. They're too bossy. Thank you, Lord. They are impudent children, stiff-hearted, but I'm going to send you to them. Now you say unto them, thus saith the Lord God. So when I speak, I say it like that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you listening like that?
Yep.
Or are you being offended?
Right.
Whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, you speak anyway, for they are a rebellious house. Yet shall they know that there hath been a prophet among them. And thou, son of man, don't be afraid of them. Don't be afraid of their words. Though briars and thorns be with thee, thou dost dwell among scorpions. Don't be afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks. Though they be a rebellious house. So this is God's instruction to the prophet. Hallelujah. You know, only God could put no difference between us and make us all special.
Right.
You know he does it, huh?
Yes.
Absolutely. A peculiar people. That's everybody. Glory, glory. Because we are one. So you mean we're going to see our brother in need? He need help with that okra, and we ain't going to help him? Oh, Pastor, you speak too plain. I endeavor to do it. It's grace from God. I don't want to beat around the bush. I want you to hear what I'm saying. So how dwell the love of God in you? You see your brother have need and you shut up your bowels of compassion. Is that not what it say? Well, I don't equate that when I don't help so-and-so. Well, I know. you damn hypocrite. We should see whoever we can help, however we can help them. You'll never come up short helping other people. You won't come up short giving. Oh, but that's not how we're so damn spiritual. And we're stingy. We hold back on God. We won't even say thank you, Jesus. And we're certainly not going to help our neighbor if it infringes upon our little schedule and our little situation. I tell you, a giver is never going to come up lacking. That's whether it's help or money or whatever. This is the word of God. Y'all say you know God and you don't know it like this? And you still won't help one another? Woo! Help me, Jesus. Y'all see why I get provoked? We act like we're so spiritual, and then when it's time to apply spiritually, then we act like we don't know what to do. You help your neighbor, whatever they need. Huh? Don't say I don't have time. You do like the Samaritan. Drop what you're doing and go help them. Is that how y'all read it? I see. That's not how we do it. Y'all hear me talking? I don't know what your Wednesday morning schedule is, but you need to conform it to God's schedule. Get up here, and if we got a community task, you get involved in it. Now, this is instruction. You don't have to do it. Most of the things I tell you, you don't do. You won't stop me. I'm going to be free. I'm going to have peace with God. Y'all don't want to be hypocrites, do you? Or you'll have to change your ways then. Everybody hear what I'm saying? Well, we can't not want to be hypocrites and keep acting like hypocrites. So I counsel the soldiers and I tell them, you know, where they were falling short, where they could improve. That's what I do. That's what God does. Y'all, you read the message, the letters to the churches, and you see good counsel. He said, you do good here, you do good here. Ah, but you fall short here. Well, folk here don't want to hear falling short. All they want to hear is, you do good, you do good, you do good, you do good. My God. Come on, saints. God told the prophet, he said, you warn the wicked. He said, you warn the righteous. So the warning's for all. Huh? The righteous should receive it as the righteous, and the wicked as the wicked. If you conform to what I'm speaking, then stay in it. If you're not, get conformed. Now, don't say, well, he's not talking. I'm talking to everybody. Me on down. I show up on Wednesday. I get involved. Absolutely. There's nobody asked for me for help and I said I can't do it. Huh? No, I've not turned anybody down. I'm helping y'all now. Quit ye like men.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Impudent. Children. Stiff hearted. How about that? He said, son of man, eat that thou findest. Eat this roll. Go speak to the house of Israel. So open my mouth. He calls me to eat that roll. He said, son of man, cause thy belly to eat. Fill thy bowels with this roll that I give thee. Then did I eat it. And it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. He said unto me, son of man, go get thee into the house of Israel and speak my words unto them. For thou art not sent to a people of a strange speech, of a hard language, but to the house of Israel. Not to a people of a strange speech or a hard language, whose words thou canst not understand. Surely had I sent thee to them, they would have hearkened unto thee. But the house of Israel will not hearken unto thee, for they will not hearken unto me. For all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-hearted. Right out of the book. Hallelujah. Behold, I've made thy face strong against their faces, and thy forehead strong against their forehead. As an adamant harder than flint have I made thy forehead. Fear them not, neither be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. All right? Thank you, Lord. Whew. Help me, Jesus. So we discern this as a work of God. If not, we shouldn't be here. Huh? We shouldn't say it with our mouth and do contrary in our actions. That's what hypocrite. Now, I heard us say we didn't want to be hypocrites. We'll have to change our ways. Okay? The hypocrite is concerned about how he looks. He's not concerned about righteousness. His concern is appearing to be righteous.
Right.
So that's where some of us stand. So that's why we won't help when we're needed. We help certain ones, don't help others. Show up when we get ready. I'm telling you, if y'all were in my unit, and some of you, I'd kick out of the... Yeah, absolutely. Y'all wouldn't make it. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You know when they don't measure up in the service, they get rid of them? Yes, they do. If you all were in my unit, most of y'all just wouldn't make it. Absolutely not. Yeah, we don't... We're not a good example of... what to do with authority or how to respond. We're not good example. We got too many kings in here. Huh? Too many queens and princes. Nobody want to be told what to do. Oh, yeah. Comes from pride, you know. Oh, yeah. We're too proud to know that we're proud, though. I was hearing... who was it? Brother Rick talking about Butler coming to him, giving him a word. How about that? Hallelujah. Well, he's no longer with us. I'm not sure he's still alive. That's what happened to men. It's appointed. But I remember he came out to grace. Butler and Will, and I think one other. Who else was it? Just Butler and Will. Okay. Now, here's how Butler approached me. He had all kind of instructions, and they were according to what Brother Steer said. Now, the same, y'all were there. Y'all know that's how he dealt with me. You and Brother Steer said, and Brother Steer said, and Brother Steer said. Well, he's not the only one. He just did it real better than most. Yeah, he never did act like I could help him in any way. Brother Steer sent him out there to instruct me. Y'all know I was there. I ought to know. Well, that's what folk think here. I can't receive instruction. Y'all hear what I'm saying? I'll be instructed. Y'all agree with me? I'll be instructed. We give God glory? I'll be instructed. Do it otherwise, I'll still be instructed.
Amen.
Yeah. Even if I go by the field of the slofa, which I do here, I'm still instructed.
Hallelujah.
Y'all hear what I'm saying? So I can receive instruction. Y'all know there's a verse talking about receiving instruction from the work of the slofa? Absolutely. So I'm going to receive instruction from the hypocrite. Yeah, from the hard-hearted. Yeah, I'm going to receive instruction. I'm instructed to receive instruction, to consider it carefully and receive instruction. But yeah, I was thinking about that, you know, and whatever you all think, I know what's going on when you present yourself. Everybody understand? You have your own opinion or whatever, but I've been in the flesh a long time, and I'm a servant of God. I'm not in rebellion against God. That makes a difference. Now, we're servants of God, but some of us are in rebellion against God. Absolutely. That's who he sent the folk to, my people, but they're rebelling against me. See? I'm not in rebellion against God. I wasn't in rebellion against Brother Stair. Absolutely not. Hallelujah. Now, some were not at a point, but then they changed it. Now, Butler's one of them. You know, but when he came out to grace, it was all this good stuff concerning what Brother Stair said. Turned out to be a hypocrite. Well, he's not the only one. They held a man's person in admiration for advantage. Absolutely. Absolutely. There's Brother Richard. There's Brother Richard.
Hallelujah.
Thank God, huh? All right, Brother Richard, we're going to let you speak, brother.
I just want to give a personal account. I knew Tim Butler personally. I met him in Point Pleasant back in 98. He took me in on the weekends when I drive from Ohio down Point Pleasant and stayed the weekend at his house and his family. So he found out I was a ham radio operator, and he got his. And when he came here, he started the Maranatha Net, and it included people all over the United States pretty much. And, well, eventually, one day I was down here on a visit, and I was sitting there during one of he was net controller for the Maranatha Net, and he told me, sitting there personally, he goes, you know, everybody here on the net, they think I'm a pastor. And that was where he started to, just like what Pastor Rice was saying, you know, thinking he'd go around instructing people, and he got up, Brother Starr, I'd put him up to preach, and he was building up his ministry that way. But yeah, amen.
Amen. Yeah, we've seen it over and over again. But some don't receive instruction. Come on, we don't receive instruction from that. Pride goeth before destruction. Y'all don't know that? God resists the proud. He give grace to them. Praise the Lord. Oh, if we think we're something when we're not, we deceive ourselves. And it's easy for men to do. Y'all hear me pray, don't you? Let me tell you how I pray. Lord, help me that I don't think of myself more highly than I mean it. I know the peril of it. Absolutely. Lord, help me to know how frail I am. So I pray honestly. I don't pray for form and fashion. I need help from God. We need help from God. And he's a very present help. Mostly men refuse his help. Because it don't come the way that they think it ought to come. And the most detrimental thing is leaning to your own understanding. You find a seam there, you better stick with it because it'll get you a long way. For some, being spiritual is that they understand and can explain everything God does. That can't be done. But the spiritual now. And we had a good example here. If y'all don't know it, I know it. I receive good instruction. When I go talk to those folk that hung out by the cemetery, they had an explanation, understanding for everything. What'd you do, brother? I receive instruction. That's a fool. When they can explain everything God's doing, everything the Brother Stair said, you got a proud fool. And it'll pay it out. You'll see it. Absolutely. God's word is true. The proud, he brings them down every time. And it's you're going the wrong way when you think that you need to explain everything. That's not what God called us to do. He called us to trust him. All Ezekiel need to understand is, God, you're sending me. He did give him explanation, though. He said, man, they need somebody to tell them. Need this word. He said, but they won't hear. So that's God's righteousness. Everybody understand? He warned the wicked. He warned the righteous. That's God's righteousness. If God didn't tell us, that wouldn't be right. Or he tells us how he wants to tell us, though. You know. Now, some won't hear it from me. That's because they're proud. You know what God does with that? He resists them. They blame it on me. Huh? Yeah, God does a righteous. Whatever it is, God is in it. Everybody, whatever. Just understand that. That means truth and righteousness is in it. Love and mercy and compassion's in it. If God's in it, it's there. Now, when you lean to your own understanding, you won't see it. You think that you can explain everything that God does, says, then you just won't see it. But if you trust in God, you will see. But Jesus said, from judgment I'm coming to the world, that they that are blind might see. Those are the only ones that see. Thank you, Lord. The ones that know everything, they're blinded. Everybody understand? Well, in theory, we do. But when it comes to receiving instructions, we don't. The reason we won't receive instructions is because we know too much. And the word of God says, except we be converted and become his children, we won't enter the kingdom. Children don't know everything. Children say, teach me. Huh? Yes, they do. And they receive it readily. They rejoice when you tell them something new. They get excited. They say, yeah, this works like this. Woo! Ah, well, except you be converted and become like that. You won't enter into the kingdom. You know, I preach and y'all look sour. That's not good enough. Oh, no, I've done you wrong. No, wrong. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I got to quit. Help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Lord. Laborers together, helpers one of another, one body, one spirit. Oh, we should fall over each other helping somebody. No, get out of the way. Let me help. Ah, we run and hide. Yeah, like the cockroaches when the light turn on. Woo! Come on, Saint. Say he preaching good. Somebody say he preaching good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's shameful, saints. Impudent mean shameless. That means you do anything and everything and you're not ashamed. That's what it means. That's what God said about us. Impudent, hard-hearted, shameless. Huh? Well, were they ashamed? Well, I said, no. They didn't even blush. Oh, help me, Lord. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God that worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. All right. Hallelujah. So we put God in it. It's God that's saving us. God that's leading us. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. He's working it out perfectly. So understand that God's in whatever we're going through. And we have trouble if we're going to say, well, I can explain it all out. Well, then you're a fool like the other bunch. Right. We ain't going to explain it all out. Yeah. What we need to do is trust God. Amen. Trust God. Amen. Don't come to your own conclusion. All Pastor Rice talked the way he talks because he don't like me. Well, the Spirit didn't say that. No. I'm not asking you. No. he don't understand because he's not a woman. Well, I'm not a woman, but I understand. Everybody understand? Amen. Hallelujah. I mean, come on. If that was the criteria, God would set me down.
Right.
If I had to be a woman to understand.
Right. Amen.
Huh? Amen. You know I'm sent to teach women?
Yes.
I see. I'm not going to let you teach me then. Understand? Just understand that. Understand that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints. Oh, thank you, Lord. So the point I'm making is God's doing the work. What we need to do is find God in whatever is going on. To the point that this is God's doing. Not that, well, I know he's doing it because that one has a spirit of this one and that one is a Jezebel and that one is a witch. Not like that. Like God's doing it, you know, and he's doing it for your good. Everybody understand whatever God's doing?
Yes.
He's doing for your good?
Yes.
Just understand that. Yes. Then you can be at peace. Yeah. Whatever God's doing,
yes,
he's doing it for your good.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Reproof, rebuke, instruction,
yes,
correction.
Yes.
Huh?
True.
tribulation, affliction, peril, sword, all for your good. I read it in the book. All things work together for good. If we think that chastisement is not good, then we just don't believe God. You know, and we say that when we won't receive it. Everybody understand? We get offended. That's not receiving chastisement. Or we got to adjust it and say it like this. No, receiving chastisement, yes, Lord. But there's not much of that going on, especially not among women. You know that. Are you a woman? Absolutely not. I'm a child of God. I love God because he loved me. I love the truth. Hallelujah. Truth that sets me free. But if we're going to deal with each other like God's not doing this work, then we're not going to be beneficiaries of the work.
Amen.
Huh? Right. If everything that happened, we're going to figure out that it's against me. We ain't going to be, God won't help us. That's not how Job talked. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Job really couldn't figure it out, but he got one thing figured out.
Hallelujah.
That's all we need to do. And though Job's friends didn't talk right, God didn't cast them away. Y'all understand that? So maybe your neighbor won't talk right. We pray God won't cast them away. So when you don't talk right, he won't cast you away. Come on, saints. Huh? So maybe they don't talk right, but you give them a hand. They ask for help, you help them. Huh? Let that account of the Good Samaritan run through your head. Huh? Y'all know... The righteous ones didn't have time. You know that. The priest? No. It's, man, I got business to take care of. It was just the old Samaritan. Just dropped what he was doing. Oh, help the stranger. How about that? Oh, God. Well, I like to see that when, you know, folk ask for help. Now, don't say just ask me, because I'm asking you right now. So when you see somebody doing something, say, can I help you? So am I asking you? Absolutely. If you see somebody doing something, say, can I help you? Especially if they say, help me, say, okay. Don't say, I don't have time. See? Help me, Lord. Praise the Lord, saints. I got to get to the end of this. I'm going to talk about faith and love. Anybody know anything about it?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Y'all ought to be excited then.
Hallelujah.
Y'all don't sound, I said y'all know this. Yes. Yeah, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Give God the praise. Give God the praise. What is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure? It's God worketh in you and your neighbor.
Amen.
So do all things without murmurings and disputings. Brother Stair's discourse say, well, we act like there's nothing wrong with murmuring and complaining.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what the scripture said.
Yeah.
Well, help me, Jesus, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Yea, and if I be offered up on the sacrifice and service of your faith. What beautiful talk there, Paul. I joy and rejoice with you all. And if we help anybody, we'll have to sacrifice. Hallelujah. There's no way we can give righteously except it be a sacrifice. That's not how God gave to us. Huh? Thank you, Lord. So we present our bodies a sacrifice. That's how we can help one another. Now, you all that been slacking, y'all repent now. That's the righteousness of God. Behold, the third time I'm ready to come to you, and I will not be burdensome to you, for I seek not yours, but you. Paul, the servant of the Lord, was concerned about the welfare of the saints. Concerned about their estate. He said, now all men are not concerned about your estate. He said, but I'm concerned about your estate. See? Hallelujah. So am I. Not you getting your way. About your estate. He said, I seek not yours but you, for the children ought to not lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children. He said, I will very gladly spend and be spent for you. If you offer or give, it'll be like that. There's no way that you can spend without God to come from somewhere. Now, not like the United States government. They get money. Where does it come from? I see. We can't do it like that. He said, I will very gladly spend and be spent for you. Though the more abundantly I love you, y'all want to hear the rest? The less I be loved. But be it so, I did not burden you. Nevertheless, being crafty, I caught you with guile. He said, did I make a gain of you by any of them whom I sent to you? I sent Titus, and with him I sent a brother. Did Titus make a gain of you? Walk we not in the same spirit? Hallelujah. That's how we should walk. You know, Brother Sarah sent me. I walked in the same spirit. I had no time to try to call disciples unto myself. Absolutely not. I walked in the same spirit as Brother Stair. Absolutely. Still walk in the same spirit. He said, walk we not in the same steps. Again, thank you that we excuse ourselves unto you. We speak before God in Christ. But we do all things, listen to it, dearly beloved, for your edifying. For your edifying. For your building up, not tearing down. All right? Do you look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trusts to himself that he is Christ, do you? Okay, then let you think again that as you are Christ, so am I. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You accountable? So am I. For though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, which the Lord has given us for edification, and not for your destruction. See? I should not be ashamed. We dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. But they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. So we're not going to do it, are we? In my speech, thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus. I'm going to get this in the right order if you bear with me. Hallelujah. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Good instruction. Hallelujah. Yeah, but come on. That's not what keeps us from helping our neighbor. It's some other knowledge. Some other knowledge. And the knowledge we need is that we're in Christ. Hallelujah. We be brethren. So we bear one another's burdens. And so fulfill the law of Christ. I'm not going back up. Huh? You do what the Lord tells you. You won't come up short. You'll only prosper in obedience. You'll only prosper in submission. Absolutely. I'm not going to say it any other way. Not boasting of things without a measure, that is, in other men's labors, but having hope when your faith is increased. When your faith is increased, we have opportunity. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. When your faith is increased, that we shall be enlarged by you according to our rule abundantly. All right? But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord, for not he that commendeth himself is approved, but whom the Lord commendeth. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children. Are you doing it to your children? Huh? Praise the Lord. I'm asking, are you doing that to your children? Praise the Lord. Don't deceive yourself. Praise the Lord. Be not deceived. That they might declare them to their children what should be born. Who should arise and declare them unto their children? Huh? How dare we go out and try to save the world and we won't be faithful in our own house? Huh? How dare us? How dare us? How dare us? How dare us? Hallelujah. That they might set their hope in God. That's it. Huh? That's why I preach, so that your faith might be increased, that you might be edified, that you set your hope in God. And not forget the works of a stubborn and remnant. It might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious people. How about it? A generation that set not their hearts aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. In and out, up and down. Not steadfast. Hallelujah. They despise the word steadfast. They certainly despise fervent. Huh? And they despise submission. All the good things they despise. They despise. Huh? Hallelujah. And our brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. I determined to know nothing among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling. And my speech was not, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of men's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power. There, James, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Ye are the light of the world. Ye are the light of the world. You know why? Because it's God that worketh in you. We have no light of our own. Huh? You are the light of the world. This is the testimony of God. In faith, we let our light shine. All right? So that they may see your good works, which is not your work. It's God working in you. That's why they can glorify God. Hallelujah. So let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, or that they may see that you are submitting to God. Same difference. If there's any good works, that means you're submitting to God. It's God that doeth the work. Or is God that worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Requires your submission. Leaning not to your own understanding. Not trying to instruct God. Hallelujah. Jesus said the Son can do nothing of himself. I guess we're different, huh? Well, let me find something else to see. See if we're any different. All right. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints. Oh, help me, Jesus. I need thee every hour. Every hour I need thee. Oh, help me, Jesus. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we'll pick it up again. The Son can do nothing of himself. For without me, you can do nothing. Seems like we're in the same situation, huh? Hallelujah. So as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, either except it abide in the vine, No more can ye except you abide in me. So in our submission and agreement, God works through us. Absolutely. In our rebellion, then it's the flesh that works. And God's not glorified. Our light's not shining. Our light's shining when the light's working in us. That he's the light. Hallelujah. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. Philemon 1:3, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers, hearing of thy love and faith, which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all the saints. Isn't that good? That the communication of thy faith, effectual, that mean it works. And that's what effectual is. That's what effectual is. So that your faith works.
Hallelujah.
That the communication of your faith it becomes effectual.
Hallelujah.
That means that it works.
Yeah.
Everybody know how it works?
Yeah.
By love. Yeah. So that's why we're talking about faith and love.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He gives us faith and he loves us so our faith can work.
Yeah.
It won't work any other way.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We love God? Absolutely. And then we love the brother. Acknowledging, by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you. Ah, y'all want to hear the rest?
Yeah.
Which is in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. All right? And without him we can do nothing. Except we abide in the vine. Son say, the Son does nothing without the Father. And we do nothing without the Son. Y'all understand that? So get out of the way. For we have great joy and consolation in thy love because the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Paul said, I am the least of the apostles. Yes, that's better than the greatest, huh? Well, we'll see. That I'm not meet to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God. Why would God choose a man like that? But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. Which tells us that we can receive the grace of God in vain. And we are warned not to receive the grace of God in vain. Hallelujah. And he said, because I received it not in vain, I labored. I labored. Y'all understand labor? I labored. More abundantly than they all. But it wasn't me laboring. It's God that works in me. The grace of God that was with me. Hallelujah. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach and so you believe. So that's the end of preaching, you know, so that y'all might believe. Y'all do believe, don't you? That's God, you understand. No man believes of himself. When you believe the truth, that's the manifestation of God's grace. You shouldn't resist that. You shouldn't receive it in vain. Hallelujah. Don't pervert the truth. Make sure when your neighbor needs help. Somebody find that account of the Good Samaritan. When your neighbor needs help, you help him. Huh? We're not going to just read the scriptures and they're not going to come to life, or we're not going to walk in them, are we? Anybody ever heard the account of the Good Samaritan?
Yes.
How about of Jesus Christ who came down?
Amen.
Anybody ever heard of that? And we won't help our neighbor? And we find peace and happiness in it? Come on. Praise the Lord. Help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm pleased to be able to help somebody. I told y'all the times I showed up here and nobody wanted me to help them. How distraught I was. I found somebody to help, though. You know. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, so many were concerned about their little domains. I don't want to get in the way of folks' domain. Hallelujah. You got to tell him, let me read it. Praise the Lord. Let me see. Let me see it. Luke 10 and 30. He said, he asked, what is the great commandment? Or what should I do to inherit eternal life? So what's written in the law? How readest thou? Listen to it. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God. That's the commandment. With all thy heart, with all thy strength, and with all thy might, and thy neighbor as thyself. So, if yourself needed help, you'd want it, right? Or you love your neighbor like that. All right? And he willing to justify himself, he said, well, who is my neighbor? That's why we have the rest of this. Huh? The neighbor, I'm going to preach it, is the one who dropped what he was doing and helped the brother. That's the neighbor. Not the one who said, well, you know, I'm too busy. Don't you know what? I milk goats and I do this and I can't help you. Or, you know, I do this and I can't. No, the neighbor was the one who put that stuff aside. Hey, I'm going to preach it. Y'all be hypocrites if you want to be. Well, there's no need for us to read it if we're going to do otherwise. Come on. Now, our excuse is we don't have time. Let me read this. Let me read it. Jesus answered, says, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and found he fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now, this man needs some help. Y'all understand that? And by chance, there came by a certain priest. He couldn't help him. When he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Everybody getting it? Then a Levite came by. When he was at the place, came and looked on him, passed by on the other side. This man needed some help. Hallelujah. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him. Hallelujah. He had compassion on him. That it's not compassion when you see your neighbor and you can't help them. Huh? This is a bunch of confusion and lies going on. We find a reason not to help the neighbor. Stop what he was doing. Because here's a man that's in need of help. Huh? Did all that he could do for him and then tuck him to somebody else? Say, here, you go ahead and do what you can for him. And I'll pay you when I come again. A Samaritan, huh? Not the priest, not the Levite. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Let the weak say I'm strong. All right, Shirley. Is Rachel coming today?
No.
No? We're going to march on anyway. Yeah. One monkey is not going to stop the show. I can tell you that. Praise the Lord, saints. We're going to get to the end of this. Thank you, Lord. 1 Timothy 1, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, recounted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious. But I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love. There it is, which is in Christ Jesus, faith and love. Hallelujah. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all expectation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, whom I am chief. See how Paul presented himself? Chief sinner, least of the apostles. Notice how we usually do it differently? Chief ball washer. Hey, look at me. Chief ball washer. Chief cook. Y'all know I'm preaching it right. That's not how Paul presented himself. He said chief sinner. Least of the apostles. Not even fit to be called one. Oh, God, give us some of this. Give us some of this, Lord. Hallelujah. They that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. So what are y'all eating? What are y'all drinking? Huh? Let's eat this good word. Huh? Drink of the water of the tree of life. Let the rivers of living waters flow from your belly. Hallelujah. They that sleep, sleep in the night. They that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day, because our Father is the Father of lights. We are children of light, children of the day. Now let us walk like that. Okay, walk in the light. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love. Hallelujah. The breastplate of faith and love. Hallelujah. Well, in Ephesians 6, it's called the breastplate of righteousness. In Romans, we hear that a righteousness of God is by faith. And then we hear that it works by love. So it can be the breastplate of faith and love. The breastplate of righteousness, which is through the faith of Christ. The righteousness of God by faith, which works by love. Put it on, that helmet of salvation. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. And for an helmet, the hope of salvation. Praise God. Oh, yes. One place it said for a helmet, the helmet of salvation. Here it says the hope of. Same difference. Hallelujah. Now, hope is not seen. Everybody understand? It's not tangible. The only thing that verifies hope is faith. Absolutely. That's the only thing that verifies hope. Everybody understand? Otherwise, we hope like the world. We hope in this life only. Then we are of all men most miserable. See? But the hope we have is not only concerned in this life, which is good, but also in the life to come. We hope in the resurrection. Hallelujah. And hope maketh not ashamed. For the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Let ours also learn to maintain good works. For necessary uses, that they be not unfruitful. All that are with me, salute thee. Greet them that love us in the faith. Y'all love me in the faith? We do well. Grace be with you all. Grace be with you all. Amen. 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 Peace be to the brethren and love with faith. From God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. No other way. We live in the Spirit. Let us also walk in the Spirit. Praise the Lord. For neither circumcision nor uncircumcision availeth anything, but faith, which worketh by love. You did run well. Who did hinder you? That you should not obey the truth. This persuasion come not from him that calleth you. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ, in sincerity. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now the things which I write unto you, behold, before God I lie not. Afterwards I came into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and was unknown by face unto the churches of Judea, which were in Christ. But they had heard only that he which persecuted us in times past now preacheth the faith which he once destroyed. And they glorified God in me. Y'all understand that? Hallelujah. Howbeit for this cause I obtained mercy. I obtained mercy so that I could preach the gospel. Hallelujah. So that I could speak to your edification. Glory. So that I would have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Did he bring you out?
Yes.
Testify. Somebody ought to testify. Hallelujah. Albeit for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all long suffering. And he suffered long with him. And he suffered long with us. Why? Because love suffers long. So we suffer long with Terry. Huh? Not reluctantly. This is our duty. This is grace from God. Hallelujah. It's not above and beyond that we suffer long with folk. It's our calling. Absolutely. Now don't y'all be deceived. Don't be distracted. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Everybody all right? All hearts and minds clear? Y'all going to straighten up and fly right? Hallelujah. You got a testimony, Terry? Terry going to testify. We ought to say something for God. Praise the Lord, Brother Gino. Praise the Lord, Brother Malone. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
The Lord bless you, Pastor Rice. The one thing I've mentioned it before, and I continue to mention it because it's my heart and my spirit. Of all the men that have sit on the brother's stay, Pastor Rice, you do right when he said, encourage us, not only by words, by example, by submission. You have totally and completely submitted yourself to brother's stay. And through that, the love of God put you where you are today. So stand fast, Pastor Rice, stand fast. You not only say it, but you practice it and be an example unto us to submit. Bless you, Pastor Rice. In Jesus' name.
Bless you, Brother Terry. Well, to that I'll say, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. His grace is sufficient. Y'all know that? And he's able to make all grace abound toward you. That you always have an all sufficiency in everything, might abound unto every good work. That's God's grace. Hallelujah. You can fix it so you'll say, hey, let me help you, brother. Huh? Let me help you, brother. Let me help you, brother. Let me help you, sister. And what can I do to help? Huh? That's the attitude we ought to have. That's the attitude. Now, don't y'all sleep in, especially on Wednesday morning. Y'all come on down here. Come on, let's be a family. Is that all right? What do you got to say about it, Gino? We're going to hold you to it.
Before I get the testimony, I'm reading right now one of the Chronicles of the Kings books, okay, and I usually try and read like a chapter a day, but for like the last 2 days, every time I've picked it up to read it, I just felt, leave it alone, don't read it. So I'll get to this now. Okay, I have a problem with my leg sometimes, and like usually once a month or so, it'll just like knock me where I can't even walk from the dining hall to my house. And it happened yesterday afternoon, okay? And I was just hurt, God got me through it as he does every time. I mean, he knocks me down and literally I can't even walk, make it home, okay? But usually lasts one, no more than 2 days, and then I'm up and I would never know that anything was ever wrong. So this morning, I got up early this morning, and even though I was still hurting, I just felt get up and walk. So I went out, and I took my morning walk out like I usually do. And so I got back from prayer this morning, and I was, from the walking being up, my legs started feeling better. But when I got home from prayer, I just felt, God said, sit down and read now. So I pick up the book, and the book that I'm reading now has to do with the account of the life of Hezekiah. And like I said, I really had no idea what was coming up. But when I read it, the chapter, I read a chapter and a half this morning. What I read this morning had to do with the account of after Hezekiah had been ill and God had healed him. And shortly thereafter, the Babylonian sent an entourage to him. And bottom line is they flattered him, okay? They flattered him, and in his pride, he showed them all that there was in his kingdom. True, his treasury, his armory, the whole nine yards, okay? And right after that, and this is what I was reading in the book this morning, the prophet came to him and said, "You know, who is this that's, who's been here?" And he said, "The Babylonians, you know." And "What do they see?" he asked them. He said, "I show them everything." And God, you know, now in the book, it was a historical, or it is a historical fiction, okay?
Right.
But it's based on scripture.
That's
right. Squarely on scripture. So in the book, he kind of embellished, the account is embellished some. But the prophet said to him in the book, you know, when you were showing the Babylonians all the things, your armory, your riches, and all the things God that's happened to you, you know, how you were healed, did you give God the credit? You know, and that's what's Pastor, you know, and I was rebuked for yesterday also, you know, a sorry testimony when you don't have anything to say for God. And in all that Hezekiah showed the Babylonians, he never gave God the credit for any of it. You know, he had inherited a kingdom from Ahaz, and the kingdom was in ruins when he inherited it. And by the mercy and the grace and the blessing of God, you know, he turned it around 180 degrees. So all that to say is, you know, God, there's much affliction here. Okay, many of us are afflicted with one thing or another. But God has had so much mercy on me. Like I said, I was down yesterday, I'm up today.
Thank
and every
you,
time, you know, and all the different times when viruses and things have gone throughout the camp here, and saints will be down for a week or two or however long, you know, God has had mercy on me. I might get the sniffles for 1 or 2 or 3 days, and that's it. Nothing more than that, okay? And I've never, you know, just out of habit, sadly to say, I've just never given God the glory and the thanksgiving for it. Okay? And I just bless God, and I just want to thank him that, you know, like I said, he knocks me down, he picks me right back up, you know, and I bless him and I thank him for it.
Hallelujah. God bless you, brother. You do right to give God the glory. Amen. Brother, when would you pray for us?
Heavenly Father, we come to you again, thanking you for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Brother Owen, for praying for us. Precious saints, God bless y'all. You got something to say? Well, let it be known. Big mouth like yours, come on. Don't do like people do around here. You know, start whining. Come on.
Well, I'd like to likewise, like Gino, I've been under, you called it, captivity since God pulled me through the COVID. I should have died with that. In fact, I honestly laid there. Everything was green. I couldn't think. But I did know God was God, and he was my God. And I said, "Lord, I don't know if I'm ready or not, but I'm not scared. Whatever you choose to do, it's okay with me because you're the righteous judge and you're my God." And it's been a slow, painful up and down. I got hit with it a second time. I thought I was gonna, thought I was gonna just die. Couldn't do anything. But I'll tell you one thing. These hands don't always work for me very good, but I don't care whether it's a potato or it's an okra or if it's whatever. I don't have the strength anymore to help with the meat, but whatever. That's all I want. I want to help. And that's kept me going. And the hardest thing I've had to deal with is going to somebody doing something and they won't let me help. Listen, no, don't need your help. That hurts because we're here to be helpers one of another. And the one thing I do have, like I said, they don't always work so well, but I'm here to help. And I thank God, as hard as summer is on me, and as hard as it is to breathe, the the Lord has actually been strengthening me. And I don't remember everything, but I do know that it's God, and I don't care about anything else. It is God. No matter what happens, God is in charge, and God is the one that keeps me on my feet. You'll see me sometimes full stride going back and forth here. And I'm praising God. I'm not showing off. I'm not trying to be arrogant. Though it may be read that way. It's the most beautiful thing. I remember when Sister Patterson had to peel me off the refrigerator because my leg was totally paralyzed and I couldn't walk. So I know it's been God. And I know what it is to need help, and I know what it is to give help. And I give God all the glory that I'm still walking, I'm still breathing, I'm looking forward to getting to sing with my sisters. And I want to give God the glory for all of it. And I thank my brothers and sisters who let me help. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You going to help, brother? Okay, Brother Tim. Hold on. Hold on.
Just to say what you said, of course, one thing with Brother Stair would say, when you get finished doing what you're doing, go look and see who needs help and help them. Said it many times. And that's just to go say just what Pastor said. He says the same thing the prophet says. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. All right, now don't y'all be picky when somebody offered to help you, okay? All right, saints, y'all got time today?
Amen.
Let's give God the glory.
Hallelujah.
Maranatha, the Lord is coming.